Okay, as promised now, let's bring in Scott Bishop, Executive Vice President of Financial Planning with STA Wealth Management. We're talking about retirement and how your retirement could be and probably will be impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with what I teased a moment ago. More and more people are working later into their lives than they were really as recently as just 20, 30 years ago. In 1993, the workforce of people 55 and older was about 29%, rather. That has increased to 40% as of last year. So people are working later into their lives. How does that impact, or is it impacted by, this pandemic?
Well, it's happening. A lot of things are happening with this pandemic, as we know. One thing is people are working longer because the baby boomers are getting older, and the baby boomers have been a great, important part of the demographics of our country, but they've also been amazing consumers. So many times with these baby boomers, they've been great consumers, not great savers, and they've been living closer to paycheck to paycheck other than putting money in their 401ks, which they have done, in many cases, a good job of that. What's happening right now is something similar to what I saw in 2015 in Houston when we had a lot of layoffs in Houston in the energy corridor. The problem you have when you get into your late 50s or early 60s is if your company starts having problems and there's a possibility of layoffs or packages, many people haven't quite saved enough to get past that goal line of retirement. And so now they're really worried because they say, well, if I take this package, I might make several months of salary or maybe even a year more of salary, but then will I be able to find another job? Am I ready to really retire? So people in that age band between, say, 55 and 65 can be in a bad place if they're not really financially ready to retire. And some of them also, if their job is ending, they may be financially ready, but like I talk about in my retirement survival guide, they aren't emotionally ready to retire yet because big part of their social group is at work. So it's causing a lot of stress with a lot of these workers.
We also have a lot of people who felt they had to tap into their 401ks. And then we had a lot of companies that stopped contributing that part that they always did, that share, so that you're not seeing your 401k grow as well.
Those are big deals. I mean, ExxonMobil made headlines for the first time in their history that spans back, I think, into the early 20th century or the late 19th century. They stopped their 401k match. ExxonMobil used to be the largest company in the world. Of course, they recently got taken off the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Kevin Lennox in my office and I, we wrote an article on that. And so that's a big deal. But then also one thing that the CARES Act that actually happened this year to help people have access to the retirement and allowed them to get up to $100,000 in the retirement account with no penalty. But that's accessing money that was supposed to be there in retirement. They didn't have to pay a penalty, but they will have to pay taxes. They might be able to stretch it. But now that they've tapped it, and many of them tapped it at the worst possible time, they took money out of their 401k plan back in March, April, and May, and the money they took out missed this astounding recovery that we've had in the stock market.
We are talking about the COVID-19 impact on your retirement. Scott Bishop is our guest. So, Scott, what advice would you give to people who are entering retirement age right now, outside of the things that you have already mentioned?
Well, like I said earlier, many people really haven't been good savers. I tell people, if you're thinking it might happen or you're wanting to consider it, sit down. The first thing you really need to know is figure out where the money's going. You need to come up with, what do you think your retirement budget is going to be? Maybe you won't be spending as much. Maybe there'll be things you'll be spending, maybe a little bit more travel and a little bit less on business clothes and business meals and things like that. But what you may want to start doing is seeing what that budget is, looking at your resources, and those resources could be Social Security, pensions, 401k, other savings, and see how much money you could draw out of that savings to meet that retirement budget. Most people will still need, if you think about some of the taxes, 60, 70, 80% of their spending that they had pre-retirement in retirement. So where's that money going to come from? And I suggest to people, one of the first things you need to do if you're thinking about retiring is have that retirement budget. And for the people right now that may be financially stressed, maybe start trying to live that retirement budget now to see if it's real. I tell people I can always build a retirement plan for them. The problem is if they don't have enough resources, when I tell them how much money they can live on per month, they may not be happy. So those that have not been good savers, they may be very surprised.
That's a great idea. It's kind of a dry run. Do it now and see if it will work for you. And if not, you're going to have to make some adjustments before you actually do retire. Good advice from Scott Bishop, Executive VP of Financial Planning, STA Wealth Management. Scott, thank you so much. Very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sharon Bob. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone listening.
And you too, yes.